Zayin Adar Beis, 17th of March, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, Parsha Zocho.
Into the halachic parameters of this halacha. The Torah says that we should remember Zchor Mash'as Lecha Amalek. We have to remember what Amalek did to us. The Pasuk does not tell us how do we go about remembering it. And what is the, how often do I have to remember it? But there's three different things in the Torah. Firstly, it says you should remember. Secondly, it says the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, that we have to destroy Amalek. And thirdly, there's a loisesa, that we shouldn't forget what Amalek did to us. Let's talk about the three tzivuyim that the Torah gives. The chinuch in mitzvah tof reish gimel enlightens us and says the following. Medinei ha-mitzvah, ma sh'om ruzal, sh'chiv s'chir ezuhi b'alev u'bapeh, v'cheni v'sifri. The Sifri tells us that it's not enough just we should remember in our hearts. We actually have to, it has to be b'peh, it has to be said. S'chor asher osu l'cha. Yochol v'lvovcha, it's not enough to remember my heart. Shoy malay tishka kharashikha salev amura. Amani mekayim zocha shikai shen bethnos. You have to say it with your mouth. And that's the Sifri. And why did we have to do this? Kedei tshalay tishka chadova ken ticholeish evosei v'tesom alvovas baruch hazman. Because people get used to a situation. That's human nature, that as time moves on, things are forgotten. And therefore, we'll forget eventually what they've done to us. Ve'ela schira zois b'leivu b'peh, lo yadana bo zman kavua, shona, oy b'yoin. So he says, I don't know, the Torah says, remember, don't forget. How often do we have to remember? So the chinuch says, we don't know. Maybe it's once a year, maybe it's once a day. Because we find, he says, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that has to be every day and every night. So he says, no, that's already going too far. Because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is so vital and so important, and such a basic tenet of the Jewish faith, that we must remember it day and night. So that's the Ikka Hadas, the main part of Yiddishkeit. Therefore, he says, then you have to remember it day and night. But Amalek, it's obviously not as much as that. What is it? See, he says, the main thing is that we shouldn't forget the sinner, the hatred that we have in our heart for Amalek and everything Amalek stands for. So he says, maybe it's enough once a year, maybe once in 2 years, maybe once in 3 years, he says. And why? Where does he get these numbers from, he says? He says, because the Gemara Megillah tells us that there were different customs how they finished the Torah when they laid Kriyas HaTorah. Our meaning is that once a year we finish the Torah. Every Simchas Torah, we start, we finish, we start. The Gemara says some places it took 2 years to finish the Torah. It took them longer to be Malva Sedra. Some places above it was 3 years it took them. So therefore, whenever, so every year or 2 years or 3 years, anyways, you finish when you finish Kriya Satira, so then you'll remember what happened to others. Because it'll come out that during Kriya Satira, you'll hear it. It'll be Kach Yotzer Mitzvah Zu. And therefore, we'll be Yotzer the Mitzvah. So whatever custom you have as to Kriya Satira, that will accomplish that you'll also be behind the Mitzvah of Schiris Amalek. Or he says, perhaps, Ulai, he's not sure. And he says, maybe, Minhokim Shay Yisrobu Pash Zochel, Kroisa Bashabbos Mukhim Chot Tairi. Maybe the Torah Taka wants us to make a special Shabbos when we lay it. Umepnei Mitzvah Zusha Kalul, Shabbos, therefore we chose the Shabbos before Purim, because they read it on Purim, because Purim is Haman HaRosh, and Haman HaRosh was an Amaleki, and therefore to tell us, to make sure that we get rid of Amalek, so we do it the Shabbos prior to Purim. Right, so, it seems, first of all, he wasn't sure what the Shia was. Then he says maybe once a year, once in 2 years, once in 3 years. Maybe he says this mitzvah of doing it once a year before Shabbos, the Shabbos before Purim is a thing. And then he finishes off and he goes off on a new track. And he says it like this. And this is the conclusion of the Chinuch. And he says, Mitzvah zu noheges b'chol mokum b'chol zman b'schorim. It only applies to males. Women do not need to hear Parsha Zohar. Why does the Chinuch exclude women? He says, ki lahem lasas ha-mulchoma. Men go out to battle. Men go out to war. The men have to deal with Amalek. So for them, they have to have a reminder to make sure that they will go and fight Amalek. But women, they don't go to war. They don't need to. Va'oiva alzeh, v'loizocha b'liboy v'koro b'fiv ma'oilom ma'sha'osa Amalek Yisrael. So here he comes along with a new thing. It's not anymore once a year, or once in 2 years, once in 3 years. If he never, he says, if he never in his life, if me'olam, he never ever heard Parsha Zohar or said it, and he did, what he did, what Amalek did to us, bitul esezu. So to be mevatel basay, he never in his lifetime heard Parsha Zohar. A new shir, once in his life. And he says, if he never kind of did it, so not only is he over the say, he's also over the love of Leidishkach. That's the end of the chin. So he seems to be unsure of himself. He made various suggestions, but he established that he doesn't know exactly how often it needs to be. But one thing he established, it only applies to men and not to women. The Rambam is the other extreme. The Rambam in Perek Hei Hilchos Malachim Halacha Hei says like this: Mitzvah Lizkor Tomid, what Amalek did to us. It's not a thing that we need to occasionally remember. It's a constant mitzvah. Mitzvah Lizkor Tomid. It's from the mitzvahs hatmidias, from the mitzvahs that we do talk. And the Sefer Charedim, one of the Rishonim, already brings this Rambam. And he says that the Das HaRambam Vasmar, Shebechol Yoim Yesh Mitzvah Zchir, Masha'osa Lodai Amolei, and also the love of Vaisishkach, Vehime Mitzvah Seses, Vaisases, Tuyas Belev, Shefle, the Shomram Bechol Yoim. It's a mitzvah that needs to be constant. There's no time, so often, no. It's a constant mitzvah. So there we have the extreme, the Rambam who says it needs to be done, remember all the time, and the Chinuch that says it's in intervals, but he's not sure exactly what the interval is. But the Chinuch already brings the minhag of Yisrael, that they designate a special Shabbos, and they designated the Shabbos before Purim because of Haman being an Amaleki, And perhaps Torah, perhaps that's what the Torah wants. One of the suggestions of the Chumash. Where do we get this that it's once a year? Where does that come from? So it's well known, Rav Shaya Pink, one of the Gedolei HaChachamim, and he wrote a sefer called Mine Targima. And he says the source for this chiluch is a Gemara in Brochus, Tachnun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there talks about Aveiros. And the Gemara says, Ameis Nishkach Ma'alei B'yud Beis Chaydesh. And the Gemara talks about, everyone knows, Chas V'Sholem, Aveiros. As time progresses, the mess is slowly beginning, the Aveiros is terrible. It's on your mind all the time. And then it diminishes with time. And the Gemara says after 12 months, Amesh Nishkech Menalev, a certain level of forgetfulness, the Eibishter gives to a person that he shouldn't be constantly in sorrow, the Eibishter makes that it diminishes. So he says, you see from the Gemara that the Shir Sheikha is 12 months. So therefore, here where the Torah says, Leisishkach, so we got to make sure we mention it once a year, because more than a year, then you tend to forget, just like a mesa's mishkas with a lay in the problem is, though, with this, what happens in an ibayon, like this year? Because the interval since we said Pasha Zohar last year was 13 months ago, not 12 months ago. So it's more than Yud Beis Chodesh. So what do we do? We're already over. We missed it the year. The year's gone already. So there's a tshuva in some sefer in Ebenezer, Siman Kuf Yutess. And he says a very interesting thing. It's based on the Yerushalmi, that things are different. Nature is controlled by the Torah, not vice versa. And therefore he says, in the Ibiyah, the Shikhes is 13 months, not 12 months. That's what it is. And therefore, he says, it doesn't really matter. And he brings a raya from Bote Orechoyma, that you have 12 months to redeem it. You see, Ne'ibiyot says you have 13 months. So he says, fine, it doesn't matter. That's what the Samsaifa says. The Maram Sheik, who is a disciple of the Samsaifa, and he has a seif on Tayyad Mitzvahs. And in there, the Mitzvah Tov Resh Hei, he writes that he and the Samsaifa used to tell the Bal Koira and Parshas Kiseitze in the Ibiyot, that means this previous Parshas Kiseitze, he used to tell them to be Moitzi him with Parshas Zohar. And why? Because he didn't want a gap of 13 months. So even though he himself is the one who paskened in Ebenezer, that doesn't really matter. But he was machma alatzmai, but he himself, he told him to be moitzir. Because of course, you can, if the Bal Koira wants to be moitzir, you want to be yoitzir, you can do it. It doesn't specifically have to be on the Shabbos before Purim. They're samchulai, that's what the minig was, and they chose an appropriate time, but it doesn't mean that it's not ma'akev. So he used to do it in Kiseitzeh. So obviously he did it for himself, but lahalachu lamaisa, it doesn't matter if it's 13 months, because this year our memory is a bit better, and the Shir Shikha is 13 months, not 12. That's the halach. Now, the Chinuch says that it only applies to men and not to women. And he gives a reason. Because men go to battle, women don't. This is the Mishnah Melech already asks. Women never forget. What?
Women never forget.
It doesn't say that. Right. Now, the Chinuch says that the women don't go out to battle, and therefore they don't need to say Parsha Zohar. The problem is, why not? The Gemara says in Saita that Mandala Ramad Beis, that even Kala Yotze Bechuposa, that women do go to battle by Sheva Amenin, and it's a big halachic problem why the chinuch says this, that women by mechemes amolek don't go out to battle, and why by shiva amamin they do go out to battle. That's a separate shia, not for today. But we don't find anyone who clearly argues on this point, and therefore we assume that women don't go out to battle, but the chinuch then says that since they don't go out to battle, they don't need to read Parsha Zohar. The problem is, why is they dependent on each other? There's two different mitzvahs. We spoke about that when we began. We said there's three mitzvahs in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. There's a mitzvah to destroy Amalek. And then there's a mitzvah not to forget what Amalek did. Mitzvah's laisas. So the question is, why is one dependent on the other? But the chinuch does connect the two. Secondly, there's another issue here. It says, the Sifri tells us, it's not good enough to remember in our heart. We need to say it. We need prepare. So the laisas is Letishka, that say is schor, remember, say it prepare. But that's it. Where does it come to go to shul and hear it from the Torah with a minyan? Where does that come from? No one mentions that before. The Minchas Chinuch himself says, and he says Davar Poshut, he says that Asora and Sefer Torah, that's definitely not Minatar. That's Rabbonon, whatever. That's definitely not part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to say it, prepare, but if you don't have a Sefer Torah, you don't have a minyan, it's fine. Read it from a Chumash, read it from a Siddur, it doesn't make any difference. It's fine. Others, we're all busy running to Parsha Zohar. Where does that come from, that you need a Sefer Torah? The source for this is the Gemara Megillah. So the Gemara Megillah says, how do you know that the Mishnah says that Korah Megillah says Talpela Yotza? If you read the Megillah without a Megillah, you know, the Balakriya, they practice so much, they can say it by heart. So what if they say it without the Megillah? So the Gemara says, Lo Yotza, not yet. So the Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, there's a Hekesh, Schira, Schira. It says Ayoma Ma'ilu Niskorim, and it says Ksayv Zaysi Korim Baseifa, Malahalam Baseifa, Afkam Baseifa. So it says Ksayv Zaysi Korim Baseifa, and then it says Ayoma Ma'ilu Niskorim. In the middle it says Ksayv Zaysi Korim Baseifa. We have the Bashalach in the parsha of Mechemes Amalek. So just like over there it says the Korah Baseifa, it's going to be in a Seifa, it's going to be written. So too, the Megillah has to be written. Therefore, Korah HaPeh Lo Yotza. Frek the Gemara, Mimai the Haizchia Kriyehi, Duma Iyu Balma. Who says you have to actually say it out loud? Maybe just I look in the Seifa, and I glance at the Seifa without saying it. Suppose there's no, because since it says Zohar, so Levi already from Leitishka. So if it says Zohar, it must be Bepeh. But so we see from the Gemara that Megillah says that is learned from Parsha Zohar, and just like by Parsha Zohar, it needs to be written in the Sefer Torah. So too, Megillah says that needs to be written in the Megillah, and you need to read it from there. It seems that the Gemara is assuming that Parsha Zohar is going to be written, it's going to be read from the Sefer Torah, and so to the Megillah. So at least we know that we need a Sefer Torah. And we all know the rule that whatever this Kriya Satorah, you need a minyan. You can't make Kriya Satorah without a minyan. Ein dova shabbat kedusha pokas ma'asara. So therefore, it's a mefurish Gemara that you need a Sefer Torah, you need a minyan, And so why does the Minchas Chinuch say that that's definitely not a chiyuv? The Mefarshei Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yud Ches, that says you need a Sefer Torah for Parsha Zachar, because we're learning Megillah's Esther from Parsha Zachar. So it must be Parsha Zachar, you need a Sefer Torah, you need the Sefer Torah, you need a minyan, so too by Megillah. So we see that Parsha Zachar needs a Sefer Torah. Why does the Chinuch say, Dover Poshut, says the Minchas Chinuch, that you don't need a Sefer Torah, you don't need a minyan. It's just a religious custom. How can that be? Secondly, there's a famous Rosh. The Rosh says, on the Gemara Brochus Mem Zayin, where the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer came to Shul, there was no minyan. And what do we do? But Rabbi Eliezer was a big man, he came with his servant, Groyser Rebbe, didn't come alone. So he brought his servant along and he said, all right, we need a minyan. He was Meshachra after. He freed his slave. And we all know that Meshachra and Emma. So then he becomes a Yid. And then Hishlimu La'asora, Baruch Hashem, they had a minyan. Fret the Gemara, but how was Rabbi Eliezer allowed to do so? Because the Gemara says, call him Meshachra after Eivah Ba'asei. You're not allowed to just... Because the Pasuk says, La'oilam Bahem Tavoidu. You have a servant, you're not allowed to release him. You know, they can't just let him go. So even though he was short of a minion, and if he would be Meshach with David, he would have a minion, but who gave him a right to be over that say of Laila Mahem Tavoid? So the Lord says, he didn't do it for no reason, he did it for Tvah Mitzvah. Tvah Mitzvah Shaymi. If you do it for a mitzvah, it's fine. Frank the Gemara, that's not the way you do mitzvahs. Mitzvah Baba Veirahu. But I want to have a minion. So therefore, I'm going to be over the say of Loilam Behem Tavaydim. So the Mora says, it's a mitzvah of Avera. You don't do over and Isset in order to make up a minyan. So the Mora says, no, everyone will benefit from it. Mitzvah the Rabbim Shaykh. And everyone in the minyan will now have a minyan. So since everyone will have a minyan, it's a mitzvah the Rabbim, and mitzvah the Rabbim is better. Now, the question is, all the Rishonim asked, all right, it's very important that we daven with a minyan. The mitzvah Rabbonah, we daven at home as well. So what's that for? The Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch, L'olam yishtad l'odam, a person should make every effort to go to shul. But it's not an akadim tefillah. A writer, she is kabel tefillosim, we should go to shul. You have the Schus HaTzibur, you have Chazos HaShatz, you have Kiddush. But at the end of the day, it's tefillah even without it. So what heter is there to be oiver and asay in order to make up a minyan? All the Rishonim masters. The famous Rosh, over there in Brochas, and he says like this. There's a mitzvah in the Torah of Nikdashti B'Toich B'nei Yisrael. We must sanctify that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we have a minyan, that's when Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. We have a minyan of 10 people. That's... So he says, even though it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, even though this... It's a mitzvah of Mikdashti, and it's a kiyum of the mitzvah. But it's not a chiyuv. But that's so important, the Mikdashti. It's more important than the essay, the yochid. La'ila mehem tavaydu applies only to the person who's doing it. You mustn't free your slave. It's an individual mitzvah to one person. A mitzvah, to create a minyan, you're creating a mitzvah of Nikdashti beside Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, that's greater than the one particular over basay of one person. Because everyone in the whole minyan will benefit, and their Bnei Yisrael will be sanctified. Nikdashti beside Bnei Yisrael. Then he finishes off with a remark which is relevant to us. And he says, V'loy mistabali, the Rosh says, I don't really think the Mairi Basora Daraisa. We're talking about where you need a minyan in a Torah to go to Parsha Zocha. This may be it was for reading Parsha Zocha. Shehu min a Torah. The mashma b'chol inyan ayri. It says Rabbi Lezer came to shul, there was no woman, so he freed his slave. It doesn't say because they needed kriyas parsha zocha, and therefore he needed to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh. So since so must be even without a mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of nekdashi b'tech neisrov takes precedence over the individual issa aseh of mashach ba'avtai. However, if you read into the Rosh, he's saying it's not mestaba we're talking about Parsha Zohar. Had it been talking about Parsha Zohar, he would have been happy. And he would have assumed that, it's Mekayim d'oraisa, mitzvah. So you see from the Rosh that it is a mitzvah d'oraisa to have a minyan and Sefer Torah for Parsha Zohar. Because then he said then there wouldn't be a kasha, because that's why it overtakes the Lord of Tavaydu, because it's one derais and a second derais. But the Rosh doesn't yet, since the Gemara doesn't bring that's the case, and we're probably not talking about that, so therefore it's not talking about it. But at the end of the day, had it been that, he would have been happy. We see clearly that he holds that Parsha Zohar, the Sefer Torah, the Midrash, the Rosh. And this diuk in the Rosh already comes from the Rishonim. The Trumas Hadeshin says, the Rosh says, Parsha Zocha is minatar. For a minion with a minion with a sefer Torah. The Mogen Avraham already quotes this Rosh, and the Mogen Avraham already tells us, you see that the Rosh holds Parsha Zocha with a sefer Torah is the price. It causes a lot of problems, because Minchas Chinuch said it was poshut that Sefer Torah and a minyan is not the Raisa. We have a Gemara and Megillah that seems to be saying so. We have a Rosh that tells us that. And the Rosh has brought down the Aloch in the Mogen, and Truma Sadeshim points out the Rosh, and Mogen Avraham brings it down the Aloch, and Minchas Chinuch says it's poshut to have a piece of a problem. We haven't got time, but I'll just run through the Magen Avraham says, and besides the Rosh, he brings other Rishonim who say that you need a Sefer Torah, you need a minyan for Parsha Zohar. But then he also brings a Smith, one of the Gdolei Rishonim, Sefer Mitzvahs HaKotzer. And he says, of course, it's the Raisa, you need a Sefer Torah, you need a minyan. I can't understand, says the Smach. Because at the end of the day, the Megillah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, to read the Megillah and Purim. And everyone in Klal Yisrael goes to hear the Megillah. There's no one who doesn't go to hear the Megillah. But on the other hand, not everyone goes to Parsha Zohar, he says. And Parsha Zohar is a Raisa, and Megillah is a d'rabbanan. Something wrong. That's the smack. Why, by Klal Yisrael, everyone is busy with the Megillah, but not everyone is busy with Parsha Zohar. The Magen Avraham brings the smack, and he says, I'll tell you, maybe they have a suggestion that perhaps it's because on Purim morning, when we read the Megillah, we start off with Vayava Amalek. And Vayava Amalek, is Pasha, maybe we're also Yoitza Pasha, the Pasha of Skiris Amalek. We say over the battle that we have an Amalek, and Amalek attacked us, etc. So we Yoitza with that. So therefore, it's not that Klal Yisrael prefers the Megillah over Pasha Zohar. When they come for the Megillah, they hear what we lay in Purim morning by Yova Amalek. And therefore, they Yoitza with the Kriyas HaTorah over here, the Piyotza Parsha Zohar with the Kriyas HaTorah, and then they have the Megillah as well, so it's not Klal Yisrael preferring one over the other. The Gdolei Achronim all have problems with this Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham says you Yotza with Vayava Amalek. So the Mishnah Brura asked this question, and it's already brought before that, the Pula Socher, the Hashulchan, all ask the same question on the Magen Avraham. In Parshas Vayava Amalek, it doesn't tell us the command of Tilcha Zeicha Amalek. It doesn't tell us that we need to destroy Amalek. All it says in Vayava Amalek is what happened, And Eibishter promises, Kimocha Emcha Zechamolek, that Eibishter will take care of Amalek. It doesn't say there that what we're obligated to do. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Amalek Mefakpek, I can't understand how you can possibly be Yoitza Parsha Zocha like the Mogen Avraham suggests, with the reading, the Parsha of Yav Amalek, it doesn't even tell you, you have to destroy Amalek. And that's what all Parsha Zocha is all about. And he quotes a Ramban that says so. That's the point. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah felt that there's kama rayas for this, that the two mitzvahs are dependent on each other. There's a mitzvah mechiyas amalek and there's a mitzvah schira. And the Mishnah Berurah understood that the mitzvah of schira to remember is to remember to destroy amalek, and it is an appendage to the mitzvah of killing them is to remember that we hate them, and therefore that should lead us to kill them. So it's part and parcel of the same thing. Therefore he says, Vayav Amalek is not going to help you. Because you remember what they did, but it doesn't remind us of the obligation to destroy them. Therefore you're not Yotze with Vayav Amalek. It's clear that the Magen Avraham didn't understand so. And I must tell you that the Menachos Chinuch declares this as a Shaila, and maybe the mitzvah of Zechira has nothing to do with Mechiyah. The Torah wants you to remember Amalek, and to hate Amalek, and to know all the bad that they stand for, and we should be against it. And that is not dependent on the Mechiyah. And that's obviously what the Magen Avraham held. Therefore he says, we're Yotze also with Vayav Amalek. At the end of the day, the Chinuch says clearly that Noshim Apoto, in Germany, it came from Dorch Laner, and the Rebbe of Nosam Sefer of Nosam Adler was very particular that women should go to hear Parsha Zocha. It became very prevalent in England that women do go. It came originally from the people who came and settled here from Germany. In Litter and in Poland, the Teres Chesed says, in Kol Medina's Poland, no one's ever heard of it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings from the Chazon Ish, his uncle. He said he never, to Litter, no one ever, the women never went. I know from my mother, Lea Shalom, never in Poland, never heard of it before, till she came to America once she saw it for the first time. And so the Chazon Ish, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring that women need to go. Pashtus is, as the Chinuch, the Arishan tells us clearly, that women are not obligated to go. Those who are makbid, the women who do go, the Noshats and Konias who go, who want to follow Rav Nosson Adler, Rav Planer, Matov and Manoim, let them go.